Yeah, well, there's a rather large increase in life expectation in 2009. Life expectation can vary a bit from year to year, depending upon things like the weather. You know, that if there's a severe winter, then that's bad news for mortality. But if there's a mild winter, then fewer people die. So, and 2009, I guess, was a year in which we did have somewhat of a mild winter. But all the same, you know, death rates have been improving over a long period of time, and this is really just a continuation of that very long-term trend.
Tell me about these results. It's not just younger Australians who are living longer, but people over 50 are as well, aren't they?
Yeah, the biggest changes are for men in particular, but for young men between the ages of 17 and 30, where the main causes of death there were suicides and motor vehicle accidents, and the death rates have dropped fairly substantially there, so that's good news. But also for men, say, over the age of 55, 60, there are quite substantial drops in the death rate. And there I think we're looking at at a couple of things. Changes in lifestyle, and not so much smoking and drinking, better diet, more exercise, etc. But also changes in treatment. We're getting much better at treating particularly heart disease and hypertension and so on, and particularly through the use of drugs.
What about women? Have they got better results as well with the death rates or not?
Yeah, the expectation of life has gone up for women as well. And, of course, at all ages, the death rates are higher for men than for women. But the improvement over the last, and this has been going on for some time, probably about 20 years, the gap between the expectation of life for men and women has been narrowing.
Can Australia improve its death rate? How do we compare on the global stage?
On the global stage, we're right up near the top. In fact, there's the few countries like Japan and Norway ahead of Australia, but very, very few countries ahead of Australia. So, and Australia has always been up near the top of expectation of life right back into the 19th century. So that's not new for Australia. But living standards make a difference, and Australia has a high living standard, and that means that its death rates are low and expectation of life is high. There are possibilities for turnarounds in the future, I suppose. The one that is most often mentioned is the increase in obesity and diabetes associated with obesity. That could lead to higher death rates in the future.
Indigenous health statistics are still very poor. That's where improvement could come from, couldn't it?
Yes, most certainly. And I think everybody would like to see that result. But we're not making rapid improvement at the moment, it seems. And in the end, it's also difficult to measure Indigenous mortality because people identify as Indigenous in the population who don't identify in the death collection. When the death is registered, they're not put down as Indigenous or the other way around. And it's actually a little difficult to actually measure Indigenous mortality.
A boy that is born today has 4 years less life expectancy than a girl. Do you think that this gap will be breached?
Yes, I think that's been the trend, and it's been a long-term trend, 20 years or so, and I think it's partly related to the conversion of lifestyles, that maybe the lifestyles were fairly different for men and women more than 20 years ago, but now they're coming together in terms of things like diet and exercise, alcohol, smoking, but also the treatment aspects also. Men were at a higher risk of hypertension and heart disease, and because we're getting on top of that particular cause of death, which used to be the biggest cause of death, that's bringing men closer to women as well.